up. First up for the Liberty Eagles, folks. This is a very fine Liberty Eagle basketball team. They are 23-2 on the year. They are 6-0 in the SCA and have already been crowned as the SCA champions, but they want that undefeated SCA season. It'll be Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Drayton Wells, and Paxton Hunter for the Liberty Eagles, wearing the red uniforms trimmed in the blue and white. For the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the same lineup we've seen all season long. Hollis Deckard, Jaden Belcher, Hunter Trinkler, Heath Combs, and Riley White. The Bobcats with the three seniors in the starting lineup, Hollis Deckard, along with Heath Combs and Riley White, and the rest of the Thayer Bobcats. And Liberty breaks the huddle, first to take the court tonight. And what the Thayer Bobcats are up against tonight is a Liberty team that's been playing really good lately. They beat Bunker just the other night, and they haven't lost since the Kabul Holiday Tournament. They are 23-2. Now, the other thing is the Liberty Eagles have not beaten the Thayer Bobcats in a basketball game since January 23rd of 2016. Thayer Bobcats have won 22 games in a row against these Liberty Eagles. And the tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Way to go, Riley White. Thayer, chance to get on top early in this one. Trinkler brings the ball into front court, swings around to Deckard in the corner for three, and it's good. Hollis Deckard hits one out of the corner. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. First bucket of the night goes to the Thayer Bobcats. Here comes the Liberty offense. They're a really good offensive team. They swing the ball around the horn, got it out top for Toon. Toon will give it up to Ellett. Ellett to the top of the key, swings it on the right side to Alex Toon. Alex back out to Parker, who almost lost it into backcourt, but he regained control. Bobcats back in that zone defense. Here's Toon going in the lane, pulls up with a jumper, short, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Liberty. They got it down on the baseline for Wells. His shot is up, no good. Rebound again to Liberty. Into the lane goes Ellett. Gives it off to Wells, who scores on the layup. Braxton Wells, first two of the night for the Liberty Eagles. We've played a minute. Thayer up by one, 3-2. Bobcats running the offense. Oh, and a play by Combs trying to get it down inside. And the ball goes off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats out of bounds. So a bad pass by the Thayer Bobcats. Ball got bumped around a little bit and finally off the hands of Thayer out of bounds. Liberty will control with a chance to take the lead here for the first time tonight. Thayer up one early. Liberty working around the horn. Got it to Hunter. Hunter, top of the key, feeds it back outside. Now going to Toon. Toon in the lane, couldn't get a shot. Feeds off to Toon. His shot is up, no good. And the long rebound comes off to Ellett. Ellett got a whistle and a stop. Going to be a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to call this on the floor. Foul on number 11, Heath Combs, for the Thayer Bobcats. And Liberty will inbound down under the bucket. 6:29 to go. First quarter action here from the Thayer High School. Liberty will inbound it to Wells at the free throw line. Gives it to Toon, Parker Toon, or Alex Toon with a long three-point shot. It's good. And Liberty leads it 5-3. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Deckard to the right side. Gives it up and around the horn. It goes to Belcher. Now Trinkler. Bobcat freshman bounces it to the high post for Riley White. Gives it back out to Trinkler. Now to Deckard. To Belcher out of the corner. His three ball is up. No good. Riley White with a rebound for Thayer. Going back up. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go the line and shoot two. Good offensive rebound there by the Bobcats. Big senior. Fouls on number 11, Carter Ellett, will be his first of the game. Each team call for one foul here in the first 2 minutes of the first quarter. And the first free throw for Riley White rims around and drops out. Thayer with a chance to get back to within one here with a bucket. Riley misses the first one. We'll set the second up. That one rattles in and out. No good. Wells with a rebound for Liberty. Here come the Eagles. Alex Toon bringing it up across the timeline on the left side. Takes it to the right. Steps into a three ball. That one's good again. Alex Toon is 2-for-2 from the three-point line. And it's a five-point Liberty lead. Thayer with the ball. Got to Heath Combs. Combs will back it out. Run the offense to the left side to Deckard. He fired the three. That one's off the rim. No. Long rebound is batted out and out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats. It was a mad dash after that loose ball. And Thayer trying to hit it, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Here come the Liberty Eagles with an 8-3 lead and the ball. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Alex Toon has got it, feeds it right side to Parker Toon. Toon moves off a screen into the lane, kicks it outside to Ellett. Ellett with a three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Heath Combs for Thayer. And here come the Bobcats. Trinkler works it up the left side to Belcher. Belcher into the lane, little fadeaway jumper. It's good. Nice move by the big sophomore, Jaden Belcher. And Liberty going to walk it the other way. 8-5. Liberty with the lead and the ball here. Toon swings on the right side for Hunter. Hunter gives it up to Parker Toon. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off the hands of the Liberty Eagles. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Good battling there between Wells and Belcher for that rebound. And Wells knocked it out of bounds. Thayer gets it back with a chance to tie if somebody can hit one from downtown or get back within one with a two-point bucket. Bobcats running the offense to the top of the key to Belcher. Belcher penetrates, kicks it back out to Trinkler. Trinkler going in the lane, throws up a running one-hander. No good, the rebound to Ellett. Here come the Liberty Eagles, want to run a little bit. Alex Toon all the way up to the right corner. Gives it to a trailer, that's Parker Toon. In the lane, runs down the lane, puts up a shot, and it's good. Parker Toon with good hard work down in the paint. Scores his first bucket of the night, and the lead is back to 5 for Liberty. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Got it to Trinkler in the corner. Freshman driving all the way through the lane. Kicks it out to Hollis Deckard. Deckard out to Belcher for 3. Bingo! Jaden Belcher from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats back to within 2 here. And we've hit the 4-minute mark in the first quarter. Good ball game going so far. Still a little bit of seating if you want to come out and watch this one. All the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner, but not if you let him stand wide open and shoot. Paxton Hunter hits a 3 for Liberty off the left side. Thayer down the other way in a hurry. Belcher going to the hole, lays it up and in. Belcher with a nice move on the offensive end gets Thayer back to within 3. Liberty has hit 3 three-pointers in this first quarter. They lead it 13-10 with the ball. There's Hunter with it. Hunter moves into the free throw circle, down the right side of the lane. Shot is blocked by Belcher. Ball loose on the floor, controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Down 3 with a chance to get back to within 1 here with a bucket. Trinkler brings it into front court to Combs. To Belcher, feeling it. He hit it again. 10 points in the quarter for Jaden Belcher. And the Thayer Bobcats have tied the score at 13 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. First substitution, Blaine Altermat getting ready to check in the game for the Liberty Eagles when we get a whistle. Liberty with a basketball. Hunter out top. Gives it out to Toon. Long three-point shot is no good. Belcher down with the rebound. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to get the lead. Trinkler swings it down in the corner to Combs. Combs driving. Reverse layup. No, but a foul going to be whistled on the Liberty Eagles. And Heath Combs will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats to shoot 2. Foul's going to be on big number 40. That's Braxton Wells. That'll be his first. Team foul number 2 on Liberty. And Heath Combs to the free throw line for Thayer, shooting for the lead, and the first one is good. Combs hits the first free throw, and here's Altermat checking into the game. Number 23, Paxton Hunter, will check out. Heath Combs trying to give Thayer a two-point lead here. We're down to 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Second free throw is up off the rim, no good. Riley White with the rebound, can't follow it in, and Ellis got the rebound for Liberty, and he's fouled by Heath Combs. Going the other way, and that'll be number 2 on Heath. And looks like Coach Matt Pitts going to the Bobcat bench. Carter Nicholson will check into the ball game, the Bobcat junior. So each team's gone 1 deep in the bench so far in this game. We're down to 2:28 to play. Thayer up by 1. We're in the first quarter, by the way. Liberty running the offense to the right side. That's where Alex Toon handles it, way out on the floor. Gives it to Parker Toon, the All-State football player. Handles it in the corner. Feeds it out to Ellett. Now to the baseline to Wells. His shot is up. No good. And Nicholson with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Got to Trinkler. Trinkler attacking the basket in the middle. Shoot. No. We're going to get a foul called. It'll be on the floor. Foul is going to be called on number 24. That is Blaine Altermat, who just checked into the ball game. And they wave off the bucket. Thayer will inbound the ball, got to Decker in the corner. 3-point shot out of the corner, no. Rebound to Belcher. He can't follow it up and in. And rebound taken by Ellett. Carter, Ellett for Liberty. Got in the corner. Shot is up by Altermat. That's no good. Wells with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Parker Toon for three, and it's good. Parker Toon with another three. That is 4 3-pointers in the first quarter for the Liberty Eagles. It is 16-15. Liberty by one. Belcher going in the lane for Thayer. Little running one-hander. Good. The Bobcat sophomore brought his A game tonight. He's got 12 in the game. 12 of the 16 for the Thayer Bobcats. And with a minute 22 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 16 all. Here's Parker Toon for three more. Yes. Somebody better get a hand in his face. When he gets hot, he is almost unstoppable. Parker Toon with the bucket. Bobcats gets the ball back to Belcher. Belcher around the defense, lays it up and in. Belcher now with 14. And Liberty doesn't have an answer for the big sophomore, the 6'5 sophomore from Thayer, having his way with the Liberty Eagles. Back to a one-point game. We're down under a minute to go in the first quarter. Liberty will handle it to the right side. Toon over to Ellett. Now on the left side to Altermat. Back out front to Toon. Now in the corner to Parker Toon. Parker working against the defense. Drives down the baseline. Gives out to Altermat for three. That one's off the rim. No. And Carter Nicholson down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to regain the lead. Got it to Deckard in the corner. Hollis gives it back out to Trinkler. Trinkler into the lane. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Liberty Eagles as Trinkler went into the paint. Fouls on number two. That is Parker Toon. That'll be number one on Parker. Team foul number four on the Liberty Eagles. Thayer Bobcats with another substitution. Riley White is out. Kipton Horton is in. Oh, and the Bobcats throwing away on the inbound play. Liberty's got it. Toon driving down for the left-hand layup. It's good. Bobcats careless with the basketball, and Liberty with an easy bucket. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Nicholson for three for Thayer. It rattles off the rim. No good. Liberty's got it back. They bring it to midcourt with 6 seconds. Now five. Got it to Altermat at the buzzer. Yes! Altermat hits a three at the buzzer, and the Liberty Eagles have a lead 24-18 after one quarter of play. We'll be back to Matt Pitts Court in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Your vehicle is more than transportation. It's an investment. Regular maintenance means fewer surprises, lower repair costs, and longer vehicle life. Don's Auto Service experts want to keep you rolling smoothly. See their extensive service and tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Protect your ride with the help of Don's Auto Service in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, high-scoring first quarter, 24-18, the Liberty Eagles with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats. And Liberty will open the second quarter with the basketball. Thayer changed up the lineup a little bit now. They've got Trinkler, Deckard, Belcher, Dominic Boyce, and Riley White on the floor. Liberty Eagles, that three at the buzzer, a backbreaker by Altermat. Liberty works it around, got it to Toon in the corner. By the way, Liberty hit 6 3-pointers in the first quarter of this game. They got it out front, got around to Altermat, now back to Toon in the corner. Bounces it inside, ball poked away by the defense, picked up by Belcher. Thayer Bobcats with the ball back, down by six. Belcher got it in the corner to Trinkler for a three, that's off the rim. Belcher skies for the rebound, going back up, has his shot blocked, but a foul going to be called on the Liberty Eagles, and Belcher will go to the line and shoot two. That foul is going to be on number 40, that is Braxton Wells, the big 6'8". Wells is a junior, I believe. Yeah, Wells, no, he's a senior. Picks up his second foul. And going to the free throw line, Jaden Belcher for Thayer. Belcher leads all scorers in the game with 15 in the first half. Liberty lead is now 5 and make it 4 as Belcher hits both free throws. 16 for Belcher. 24-20, Liberty with the lead. Thayer back on the defensive end. looking for another stop here. Alex Toon brings the ball into the front court on the dribble on the left side. Liberty gets into the offense now. They go to Parker Toon, gets to the free throw line, bounces it down to Wells, count it, and a foul. Wells got it back. Count it and the foul. The foul going to go on the Thayer Bobcats. They call it on Belcher, number 23. First foul of the night on Belcher. And for Wells, his second bucket of the game, he'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play, and it's good. Senior hits the free throw, give him 5 points in the game. Thayer down by seven again. Liberty playing defense. Thayer with the ball. Dominic Boyce wide open. He'll shoot a three, and it's good. Why not? It's a three-fest at the Thayer High School Gym, and Thayer back to within four with that bucket. We've played just over a minute in this second quarter. Liberty with the ball. Hunter feeds it over to Altermat. Altermat feeds it left side to Toon. Long three-point shot is up off the rim, no good. And Boyce with the rebound for Thayer, and here come the Bobcats. Trinkler looking to spin into the lane, looking to shoot, no. Gives out to Belcher for three more. That one's off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Altermat for Liberty. Got it up to Toon. Parker Toon into the lane, to the bucket, no. But he's fouled hard going to the hole. He'll go to the line and shoot two. See who they call the foul on. It is on the Bobcats number. They called it on Belcher? They did. Foul number two on Belcher. So Jaden going to have to be careful now. And going to the free throw line, Parker Toon for Liberty. Parker leads them in scoring in the first half. But the first free throw is off the rim and no good. Liberty with a four-point lead, trying to make it a five-point game here. Thayer looking to make a substitution as Kipton Horton will check in. And Belcher, who leads Thayer in scoring in the first half with 16 of their 23 points, is going to the Bobcat bench with those two fouls. Kipton Horton, another freshman in for Thayer. Second free throw for Toon is good. He's got 11. And substitution here is Toon going to come off the floor. Number 11, Carter Ellett will check in for Liberty. 6:21 to go in the first half. Thayer within five with the ball. Got it to Boyce in the left corner. Boyce dribbles twice, gives to Trinkler. Trinkler, pass out front is deflected and goes out of bounds. Boy, Trinkler with a broke one of the cardinal rules right there. He tried to do a jump pass. Never jump pass, because if that lane closes up, you're just going to give it up. He was lucky the ball got tipped and went out of bounds off Liberty. Just a freshman, he'll learn those things as he goes. Thayer with the ball on the offensive end, got it to Deckard. Hollis moves to the free throw line, ducks under the defense, gives out to Horton in the corner for three, and it's good. Kipton Horton with a three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer back within two, and here's Dominic Boyce with a steal. Boyce will drive for the layup, and we're tied at 28. Boyce off the bench with five in the quarter, and we're tied at 28 with 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Folks, I'm telling you, this one's going to be fun. All the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here tonight at the Thayer High School Gym. Big crowd on hand, and they're having some fun. Liberty with the ball, working it. We're out front. They'll go right side to Ellett. Ellett has it stolen by Trinkler. Trinkler off on the break, going to the bucket. And, oh, they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Are you kidding me? Bobcat fans absolutely coming unglued on that call. Both players were running down the floor. There was contact, and they call an offensive foul on the Bobcat freshman. Wow. Coach Pitts didn't like that at all. And Liberty gets the ball back after the foul. Third team foul on Thayer here in the first half. Liberty got the ball to Toon. Parker down the right side of the lane. No. Wells follows it up. No. Gets it again. Goes up with a shot. He's going to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Liberty doing a nice job on the offensive boards on that possession. And a foul going to be on number 12, Dominic Boyce. Foul on Boyce will be his first of the game. And going to the free throw line will be Braxton Wells, and the first free throw is up and good. Wells gives Liberty the lead again at 29-28. Trying to make it a two-point game. We're just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. That second free throw is good. He's got seven. And Liberty making a substitution. Wells will check out of the game. Number 23, Paxton Hunter, is back in for Liberty. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Trinkler hands off to Hollis Deckard. Deckard looking to get away from the defense. Pulls up his dribble, gives the ball to Riley White. And now to the left side to Dominic Boyce. Dominic going in the lane. Had the ball knocked away, gets it back, goes down the right side, misses the layup. Rebound, Riley White for Thayer. Riley powers it back up. No, but he's fouled on the play, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Boy, these two teams are playing hard. Foul's going to be on number two. That is Parker Toon, and that's number two on Parker. So Parker Toon, who leads Liberty in scoring, in early foul trouble, as is Belcher for Thayer. And Riley White at the line misses the first free throw. Got a lot of rim, just couldn't get the fall on the right side. Needed to fall to the left, it fell to the right. Second free throw up for the senior, that one's good. Riley White gets on the board, his first point. It's a one-point game again, 4.5 minutes to go. 30-29, we're in first half action, by the way, I should say that. Liberty with it. Alex Toon down the right side of the lane, kicked it inside, now back out to Parker Toon. He has the ball poked away, loose in the middle, and a steal by Thayer. Here comes Trinkler. Trinkler spins to the bucket, lays it up, no. Rebound controlled by Altermat for Liberty. Liberty going the other way. Parker Toon into the lane, pulls up with a shot. That's no good. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Whew! They're letting those boys play out there tonight. We're under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer down one with the basketball. Kipton Horton, the Bobcat freshman, gives it over to Trinkler. Trinkler to Dominic Boyce. Boyce to Riley White. Going in the corner to Kipton Horton, and he lost it out of bounds. Ball was tipped by the defense. Kipton tried to save it and just couldn't. So Thayer turns it over with 3:40 to go in the first half. Liberty will bring it the other way. Alex Toon works off a screen, looking to go to the bucket, lays it up. No. Rebound on the floor. We get a holding foul. But what are they going to call? They call goaltending. Oh, slapping the backboard. For slapping the backboard is what they call. So the basket will be good for Alex Toon. Will be his 8th point in the first half. Go with Parker's 11. The Toon brothers. 32-29, 3-point Liberty lead. Thayer with the ball. Deckard going down the baseline. A little pull-up, 12-footers, no good. Rebound volleyed around, and Thayer's got it back. Got it out to Deckard, fakes the three, into the lane. Dumps it off to Horton for three, yes! Kipton Horton with a three-pointer, brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and the Thayer Bobcats have tied the score again at 32. Horton, the freshman off the bench, with 6 points. Liberty with the ball. Toon gives it up in the corner to Ellett. Ellett wants to shoot, now gives it back to Toon. Long three-point shot is off the rim, no. Rebound to Horton for Thayer. All these Bobcat freshmen can play. Horton and Trinkler both having a big impact on this game here tonight. Thayer Bobcats with it. Trinkler on the left side gives it to Dominic Boyce. Dom swings away from the defense, gives it around the horn, now to Deckard on top. Down to Trinkler. Trinkler driving the baseline, gets all the way to the bucket, kicks it out to Horton. Three more, yes sir! Horton is 3 for 3 from downtown, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 3. Here's a three-pointer on the other end by Parker Toon. Parker Toon hits a 3 for Liberty, and we're tied at 35 with 2 minutes to go and a half. Thayer with it, got the free throw line to Boyce. Boyce pulls up with a shot, it's blocked. Shot blocked, and Liberty comes away with the ball. Chance to regain the lead here. They dump it down inside. Shot up, no. Rebound Riley White for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Hollis got it up to Horton. Horton has trouble with the handle, gathers it up, gives it to Dominic Boyce, to Hollis Deckard, ducks under the defense, and a scoop shot is in for Hollis Deckard, the Bobcat senior. Gives his team the lead at 37-35, a minute 31 to go in the first half. Liberty with it. Parker Toon out front. Fakes the three. Now going to the bucket. His shot is blocked by Riley White. Thayer with a basketball and a foul going the other end. And that's going to be, I believe, on Paxton Hunter. Yeah, foul called on the Liberty Eagles. What a block by Riley White. Thayer going the other way. And Trinkler got tripped. Foul on number 23. Hunter will be his first of the game. And the third team foul on Liberty here in the second quarter. Thayer with a basketball, up by 2, minute 15 to go in the first half. Bobcats running the offense out top, Trinkler with it, over to Deckard, in the corner to Horton, bounces it down to Riley White. Back out to Dominic Boyce for 3 more. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound Liberty, here come the Eagles. Number 10 with it. That is Holden, who just checked in. He gives it up, shot is up and good. Number 23 on the bucket, that is Hunter. And he's got 5, and we're tied at 37. Thayer with the ball. Got it to Boyce in the corner. Out around the three-point line, kicks it back out to Trinkler on top. Trinkler around to Horton. Horton will back it out. Thayer may go for the final shot of the half. We're tied at 37. Down to 30 seconds to play in the half. Thayer looking to go, I believe, for the final shot. Oh, and they threw it away. Ball picked up by Toon, will drive for the layup. He missed it. Tip up and in by Toon is good. Here come the Thayer Bobcats down 2. That's a nice play there by Parker Toon. The tip, that one back up and in. Thayer with the ball. Down to 11 seconds to play. Horton's got it on the left side. Horton, oh, trying to get away from the defense and gets fouled. That's going to be on Alex Toon. That'll be team foul number 4 on Liberty. Personal foul number 1 on Alex Toon. Thayer will inbound it with 7 seconds on the clock in the first half, and they're down by 2. Inbound to Trinkler. I've just got to hurry. Trinkler moving off the screen. Pulls up a 3. It's blocked by Wells. The 3-pointer blocked by Wells, and that's how the first half will end. 39-37. The Liberty Eagles with a 2-point lead over the Thayer Bobcats here at the Thayer High School Gym. What a first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities powered by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
And back at the Thayer High School, it's halftime. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat halftime report. And at the end of one half of play, 39-37 is our score. The Thayer Bobcats are down 2. Remember, the Bobcats were down 6 at the end of the first quarter, thanks to a 3-pointer by Altermat at the buzzer. Thayer outscoring Liberty 19-15 to get back to within 2 as we take the break here at the half. Interesting note to this game, both teams have hit 7 threes in the first half of the game. Parker Toon leads the way for Liberty. Parker with 16 on the night. And Jaden Belcher, the big sophomore, with 16 in the first half of the Thayer Bobcats. Now, both those guys, Belcher and Toon, each have 2 fouls in the game as well. So Belcher didn't play any at all in the second quarter after that huge first quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. So I think Bobcats got to feel pretty good about where they're at, the way the team is playing. The intensity level is where you want it to be. Just a little bit of issue taking care of the basketball. And then there was a period where Thayer just could not get a rebound. They kind of focused on that in the second quarter, began to get some rebounds, play a little better down under the glass. But all in all, I think if you're a coach coaching in this game, you've got to be real happy with the way this game is going and the way both teams are playing. I mean, shooting the lights out, rebounding, playing defense, diving after the loose balls, getting on the ground. These teams are doing what you expect good high school basketball teams to do when they play each other. And, of course, it's a big rivalry game as well. We talked about that in the pregame show. By the way, I want to say thank you to somebody listening to the ball game in Dallas, Texas tonight. Well, I had a message here a moment ago. I'll have to find it again. I had a message that we have a gentleman that's listening. Of course, early in the game, we told you that Alex Rutledge is listening in New York, and LMA Burkhead is listening down in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And we want to say thank you to Philip Losey from Houston, Texas, who's listening to the broadcast this evening. And that is the uncle of Dustin Walters from Big D's Barbecue. All right, so thank you, Uncle Philip, for listening to the ballgame tonight. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And back here at Matt Pitts Court at the Thayer High School, our game tonight. Boy, it's been a good one so far. We're at the half. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Thayer trails at the half 39-37 to the Liberty Eagles. Let's take a look at our scoring. First up for the Liberty Eagles, they're led by Parker Toon. Parker with 16 in the first half of the game. 8 for Alex Toon, 3 for Blaine Altermat, 7 for Brayton Wells, and 5 for Paxton Hunter. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Jaden Belcher. The big sophomore has scored 16. 9 for the freshman, Kipton Horton. He was 3-for-3 shooting the three-point shot in the first half. 5 points for Dominic Boyce, including a three-pointer. And then 1 point for Heath Combs, 1 for Riley White, and 5 for Hollis Deckard, including a three-pointer. Again, Thayer trails by 2, 39-37 here at the half. I want to say thanks to some of the Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight and both games, our basketball doubleheader. That would include Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, the Sunset Salon and Barbering, Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Partners in Shine of West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, and Toyota of West Plains. Again, it's halftime. Our score, 39-37. Thayer trails Liberty by 2. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
And we're back at Thayer High School getting ready for our second half. And what has been a dandy game, folks. I told you before we started, if you're not doing anything tonight, I told you earlier today during the Redbone show, if you're not doing anything tonight, you need to be at the Thayer High School gym. As a matter of fact, if I was you, if I was in the Thayer, Mammoth Spring area, and I love high school basketball, I would get in my car and I would come over here right now. This game has been, it's been a dandy, and I suspect the second half will be more of the same. And here we go, second half is underway. Thayer Bobcats down by two. We'll open the second half with the basketball. Back to the starting lineup on the court for Thayer. Riley White with the ball, handles it out front. Feeds over to Hollis Deckard. Hollis, little give and go to White. White back out to Deckard on top. And now Trinkler. Trinkler to Heath Combs. Thayer taking their time here offensively, looking for a good shot to try and retie this game. Belcher back on the floor, playing with those two fouls to start the second half. Trinkler with it, right side for Thayer. Trinkler looking to penetrate, now gives it back out to Deckard. Deckard bounces it to Riley White at the elbow. Riley pulls up with a jumper, rattles in and out, no good, and Wells, the big 6'8 senior, skies for the rebound. Here comes Liberty with the ball. Parker Toon into the lane, throws up a shot, no, but he's fouled on the drive, and he will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul is on number 10, Riley White. That'll be foul number one on Riley tonight. And Liberty with a chance to add to the two-point lead. Parker Toon at the free throw line hits it. 17 for Parker so far in this game. We've just started the second half. He obviously leads the Liberty Eagles. Only player for Liberty in double figures so far, and he hits both free throws. 18 for Parker, and the Liberty lead is back to four. Thayer. Been down by as many as six in the game tonight. It's been a tight one throughout. Bobcats with a basketball, got to Belcher on the left side wing. Belcher had a great first quarter. He's got it now on a give and go. His shot is blocked. He gets the loose ball back, dribbles out to the baseline, kicks it out to Riley White. Riley will back it up top of the key, gives to Hollis Deckard. Deckard moves off a screen, attacks the basket, misses a layup. Riley White with the offensive rebound back up, and his shot is rejected out of bounds by Wells. Second block shot here in the third quarter for Wells. He's got to be careful. Remember, he's playing with two fouls in this game. Thayer with the ball. Got it to Belcher. Belcher to the bucket. A little baby hook shot goes down for the big sophomore, and he's got 18 on the night. 6.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Thayer down two. Liberty with the ball. Alex Toon with it. Holds it out front. Liberty looking to get the offense set here. They'll back it up, swing it on the right side for Ellett. Ellett down to Hunter. Hunter back out top. Now over to Parker Toon on the left side wing. Fakes the three, looking to drive, looking to move into the lane. Got to the baseline, gives it back out to Wells. Wells going to the cutter in the lane. Ball deflected by the defense, loose on the court. Liberty got it back. Parker Toon in the lane, fakes, lays it up, no. Gets his own rebound and gets tied up, and the held ball will belong to the Liberty Eagles on the alternating possessions. Liberty working hard this trip down, not getting the ball to go in the hole. Thayer trying to get a stop and get the ball back with a chance to tie. 6 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter. Liberty looking inbound, and they got it down inside. That's Hunter, goes up and in. Hunter gets the bucket, and back to a four-point Liberty lead with 5:52 to go in the third. Thayer with it, swinging around to Belcher. Now Trinkler on the right side wing. Trinkler back to Belcher. Belcher to the elbow, pulls up, jumper, good. Belcher's got 20. Liberty has had no answer for Jaden Belcher when he's been in the game. Thayer back to within two. Liberty with the ball, taking their time offensively, running it around the perimeter. Got to Toon. Toon to Ellett. Now in the lane to Hunter. Back out to Toon. Three-point ball is no good. Trinkler with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the break with a chance to tie. Trinkler gets it out. Over to Belcher in the right corner. Belcher brings it way out front on the dribble. Gives it to Combs on the left side wing. Combs will take it out top on the dribble. Give to the high post for Riley White. Riley back to Belcher on the left side. Sets the screen for him. He goes to the baseline. Pull-up jumper rattles in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Parker Toon. And here come the Liberty Eagles on the break. Toon down to the baseline. Into the lane. Goes up with a shot and gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Two Bobcats were there, and they call a foul on Trinkler. Yeah, fouls on Trinkler. Hunter picks up his second of the game. And Parker Toon back to the free throw line, trying to add to his point total. First free throw is good. Toon now with 19 in the game. The last three have all come from the free throw line, all in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. Another one is up. That one is good. So Parker Toon now with 20. Ties Belcher for the game high. Thayer with the ball down by four again, 45-41. Trinkler gives it up, gets it back, shoots the jumper, and it's good. Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, finally on the board. Hunter did not score in the first half. And here's Liberty with the ball. Nice give inside to Hunter. Hunter missed the shot, and the rebound goes off the hands of Wells and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a chance to retie this game. Folks, this has been a dandy so far. Thayer with it, down by two. Deckard out top, moves to the free throw line on the dribble, gives it to Belcher. Belcher, free throw line jumper is off the back iron, no. Rebound, oh, Horton had a piece of it, but couldn't bring it in. Wells took it away from him. So Horton is in place of Combs. Liberty going the other way, Parker Toon all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Parker Toon gives Liberty a four-point lead again, 47-43. Thayer, into the offense. Bouncing it down on the baseline to Belcher. Back out to Trinkler. Trinkler takes it to the top, gives to Hollis Deckard. Now over to Horton. Horton back to Deckard. Into the lane, little running one-hander. That's no good, and Wells jinks down the rebound. Liberty now with a chance to get back to their biggest lead of the game. They've led by as many as six. They lead it by four right now. And here's Ellett going to launch a three-pointer. That's off the rim, no. Belcher with a rebound. Thayer with it on the offensive end. Got it up to Kipton Horton. Back to Deckard. Deckard, cross court to Trinkler for three out of the corner. Rattles in and out, no good. Riley White with a rebound for Thayer. To Trinkler, attacks the basket and gets fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. And I believe they're going to get Wells on the foul. If it is, that'll be his third of the night. The big 6'8 senior picks up his third foul in the game. First team foul called against Liberty here in the third period. Trinkler at the free throw line, hits the first one. And both teams making substitutions here. Altermat and number 10, Holden, check in for Liberty. And Dominic Boyce is in for Thayer. Riley White will get a break. And Trinkler, second free throw is up. That one is no good. And rebound to Dominic Boyce. Couldn't follow it in. And Liberty clears the boards with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Liberty by three with the ball, 47-44. They'll swing it around to Parker Toon on the left side wing. Belcher jumps out on him, gives to Ellett in the corner for three. No good. Belcher rebounds. And Thayer with a chance to get back to within one here with a bucket. Unless it's Horton, hits another three, and he goes to the free throw line, shoots a floater. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound controlled by Liberty again. Ill-advised shot there by the Bobcat freshman, shooting a running one-hander. But Thayer had nobody in the paint to rebound the ball. Liberty with the basketball now, taking their time. Ellis got it on the right side. Out to Alex Toon. Alex bounces it to Holden. Holden gives it back to Toon. He goes into the lane, ball stolen by Boyce. Dominic Boyce will drive to the other end, stops, shoots. He missed it. Dominic Boyce misses a wide open layup, and now he steals it again. Boyce going the other way. He'll pull up and wait for his teammates. Thayer gets in the half-court set, down by three with 2 minutes to go in the third. Deckard going to the lane, misses a layup. And a rebound controlled by Holden for Liberty, and here come the Eagles again with a three-point lead. Thayer's had three chances and shots right at the bucket and couldn't get him to drop. Here's Ellick, got it to Holden down under the bucket for Liberty, and he scores. Cooper Holden with the bucket. He's got his first bucket of the night. Liberty up by five now, Thayer with the ball. Trinkler attacks the basket, lays it up, count it, and a foul. Foul's going to be on number 11, I believe, Ellett. Yeah, number 11, Ellett called for his second foul. The basket is good for Trinkler. Trinkler with 5 points here in the third quarter, and he will go back to the free throw line, try and complete a three-point play. They are making a substitution here. Hollis Deckard will take a seat, probably for the final minute 37 of the third quarter. And Trinkler at the line, free throw's good. Trinkler with 6 points in the third quarter, and the Thayer Bobcats are back to within two. Minute 35 to go in the third. Liberty taking their time. They're wanting to play a slowdown game. They want to use their size advantage. They don't want to get into a run and gun with the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty working on the perimeter. Got to Parker Toon, thought about the three. Drives to the free throw line, now gives it to Ellett. Back to Parker Toon, fakes the three into the lane, running one-hander. No good, rebound is controlled by Belcher for Thayer. And the Bobcats with a chance to tie to Trinkler for the lay-in. Trinkler with a bucket. The Thayer Bobcats have tied the score at 49 with 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Coaches are scheming on the sidelines. Players are playing hard out on the court. Here's Toon with the ball for Liberty. Got it down to Holden. Now over to Alex Toon on the left side wing. Back to Parker out on top. Parker's had a big night tonight. He has scored 22 already in the game. We're down to the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Liberty looking to hold it. They get to Altermat. No, he'll shoot the three, and it's good. Altermat hits the three. Thayer coming the other way, down by three. Trinkler's got it to Nicholson, to Belcher, to Horton. Horton on the left side, down to 17 seconds to go. Thayer will definitely hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Belcher out between the circles. Gives it up now to Boyce. Boyce down the right side of the lane. Ducks under the defense and scores the layup. Dominic Boyce with seven off the bench. Here comes Liberty. Shot is up. Blocked at the buzzer. And that's the end of three quarters of the play. Our score, 52-51. Thayer Bobcats trail Liberty by one. We'll be back in what should be a fun fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Well, we head to the fourth quarter, a one-point game. Thayer outscored Liberty 14-13 in the third quarter to get back to within one after being down two at the half. Thayer to open the fourth quarter with a basketball. They get it to Boyce out on top. Boyce gives to Trinkler. The freshman attacks the bucket. Ducks under the defense. Shoot, count it, and a foul. Trinkler will go to the line for a chance of the three-point play, and a foul is going to be on number 24. That is Altermat. That'll be his second of the game. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead 53 to 52. Trinkler trying to make it a two-point lead at the line. The free throw's good. The freshman has 11 points in the second half. Wow, Bobcats playing well here tonight. The intensity level is through the roof in this gymnasium here tonight. Liberty with the ball now down by two. Biggest lead in the game for Thayer. Liberty works it over to Hunter. Hunter holds it on the wing, kicks it out top. Ooh, almost stolen by Trinkler. Back to Hunter. Hunter working down the right side. Powers one up. It is good. Boy, it took the whole rim, but he got it in. 9 points now for Paxton Hunter. And we're tied at 54. Thayer with the ball. Trinkler into the lane again. Goes up with a shot. That is blocked and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball off the hands of the Liberty Eagles. Trinkler is feeling it here late in the game. Thayer looking around the inbound play, under the bucket to the right side of the glass. Carter Nicholson, the trigger man, got into Horton. He fires a three off the rim, no good, and Wells rebounds it for Liberty. So the Liberty Eagles with a chance to take the lead again. They have led most of the night, never by more than six. And here's Toon going to the bucket, shoots no good, rebound controlled by Trinkler. The Bobcat freshman swings it up to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson gives it to Horton in the corner. Horton will back it back out front. Thayer will restart the offense from there. Dominic Boyce gives it on the right side to Nicholson. Nicholson gets away from the defense, gives it over to Trinkler. Trinkler sees the lane to the bucket. Short jumper is good. Belcher with another bucket. He's got 22 tonight, and the Thayer Bobcats have retaken the lead 56-54. Liberty with a chance to tie. We're down to 6 minutes and change to go in this game. Liberty with the ball. Parker Toon down on the baseline trying to get inside. Didn't. And throws it and hits the bottom of the rim. And the loose ball picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with the ball in a two-point lead. 6 minutes to play in the game. Kipton Horton brings it across the timeline. Works it to Trinkler on the right side. Bobcats could go up by four. Would be their biggest lead of the game. And here's Trinkler going to the hole, throws it up, no good. Rebounded by Wells. Wells will give it up. Coming the other way, Parker Toon gives to Altermat in the corner. The three is no good. Belcher rebounds it. Thayer's got it back with the lead. Belcher crosses the timeline on the dribble. Back over to Trinkler and now to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson will hand it off to Belcher. Bobcats running that weave out front. Now they switch it up. They go to the left side wing for Trinkler. Down to Belcher on the baseline. Parker Toon guarding him. Belcher, little step back, shot is up, in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Liberty. Here come the Eagles with a chance to tie it up with a bucket. Alex Toon to the top of the key. To Parker, shooting a three for the lead. It's no good. And Belcher rebounds it for Thayer. 5 minutes to play in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout. Talk about it. 56-54, Thayer leads Liberty by two. 5 minutes to play. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And this timeout's been brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, and Capri Bristow in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats have got the ball with a two-point lead. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the game. They are trying to ruin Liberty's undefeated SCA season. Now, Liberty's already won the SCA championship. Everybody else with at least two losses in the conference, except Liberty, they're undefeated. And they want to stay that way. That's in conference play. Oh, and Thayer with a beautiful play got it to Belcher wide open under the bucket. He lays it in. The big sophomore has got 24 to lead all scorers, and the Thayer lead is now 4 points. Liberty with the ball. They'll shoot a long one. Altermat missed it. Rebound gets on the floor. Wells picked it up, has it knocked away. No, we got a foul inside. Foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats on number four. That is Nicholson. It'll be his first of the game. Thayer going down the stretch here with Belcher, Trinkler, Horton, Nicholson, and Boyce. And here's a three-point shot off the inbound. No good. The Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Thayer up by four with the ball. 58-54. 4:28 to go in the game. Bobcats bringing in the front court. Got it to Nicholson. Nicholson to Trinkler. Trinkler to Belcher. Now back to Trinkler. He attacks the basket. Gives out to Horton for three. It's no good. Belcher with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Jaden Belcher having a night, son. Having a night. He's got 26. The Thayer Bobcats lead it by six with 4 minutes to play. Boy, the fans are being entertained by this one here tonight at the Thayer High School. Liberty with the ball down. They need some points. They haven't scored in a while. Here's a give to Wells in the lane. Nice spin move to the bucket for two. Wells now with 9 points, and that was a nice move by the senior. We're down to 3.5 minutes to go. Thayer's lead trimmed to four. Bobcats with it. Horton's got it on the left side wing. Swings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler down to Nicholson in the corner. Nicholson to Horton for three more. Shoots it. It's no good. And the rebound controlled by Parker Toon for Liberty. Up to Alex Toon for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Boyce has got it. Boyce off on the break. Shuffles it through to Trinkler. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Liberty. Oh, my goodness. Boyce tried to shuffle it to Trinkler coming the other way. Trinkler couldn't hang on, and he saved it from out of bounds, and it bounced off of Liberty out of bounds. Thayer will inbound with a four-point lead down under the bucket. Got it into Horton. Horton will back it out. 3 minutes remaining in the game. Thayer spreading the floor here. Boyce will hold it in the middle. Oh, and Dominic has it knocked away. He gets it back and gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler looking to make a move into the lane. Kicked it out to Horton. Now Boyce on the right side in the corner. Nicholson for three. It's good! Nicholson hits the three out of the corner. Thayer leads it by seven with 2:45 to go in the game. Here's Parker Toon for Liberty. Down the other end. Got to Wells. His shot was blocked, the first one, but he got his own rebound and put it back in. That's a beautiful defensive play right there by Belcher. Thayer with the ball, up by five. Thayer with it. Liberty back on defense. Here's Nicholson. Oh, got it inside to Horton, and he scores the layup. Kipton Horton with 11 in the game. And Thayer back up by seven, 65-58. They bounced it down to Wells. Wells will get an easy bucket. And the Thayer Bobcat and Liberty calls a quick timeout. 2 minutes remain in the game. Thayer leads Liberty by five. We'll take a timeout. Back to the Thayer High School gym in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Well, the brain trust of both these teams, Coach Harrell for Liberty and Coach Pitts and Steed for the Thayer Bobcats, took every second they could of that timeout. Now Liberty going to apply a half-court trap, and the Bobcats threw it away. Thayer with a five-point lead, and Horton in the backcourt threw it away, and immediately Coach Pitts is going to get his senior, Hollis Deckard, back on the court. Now Riley White going to go back in as well. Here comes Nicholson. Nicholson hit a huge three, by the way, just a moment ago to give Thayer a seven-point lead. They lead it now by five, 65-60. We're down under 2 minutes to play in the game. Liberty Eagles with it out on top. Got it to Wells. Wells goes to a three ball. Ellett. Ellett with his first three-pointer of the game. And we get a quick timeout call. Minute 46 to go. Liberty is back to within two with that three-pointer by Carter Ellett out of the left corner. Wow. Thayer Bobcat lead, which was seven a moment ago, is back down to two thanks to the hot shooting of the Liberty Eagles. Let's keep it right here as we have a timeout on the court. Say thank you to some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Alton Bank in the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company, Karen Perkins in Thayer, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer, some of your Bobcat boosters. All right, Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Minute 46 to go in the game. The lead is down to two. Thayer will bring it up, and again, Liberty, a little half-court trap action. Thayer gets it over the half-court line. Hollis Deckard now tied up, gives the ball over to Horton. Horton back to Deckard. Thayer going to work a little clock if they can. Horton's got it outside, back to Hollis Deckard. He'll bounce it to Trinkler. Trinkler dribbles away from the defense, is going to get fouled. That'll be team foul. Oh, and this is an issue. We're down to a minute 26 to play, and that's only the second team foul. Foul was called on Ellett, which will be his third of the game. Thayer will inbound the ball. Neither team has got five team fouls yet, and we're counting down to 1 minute to play. So putting, oh, and here's Hollis Deckard tried a baseball pass, and the ball was deflected by Ellett and goes out of bounds. So Thayer will inbound it again with a minute 21 to go. Dominic Boyce will be the trigger man. Got it in to Hollis Deckard. He draws the double team to him, now dribbles away from it. Got to get rid of the basketball, and he does to Dominic Boyce. Dominic bounces it down to Belcher, back outside to Horton. Horton to Hollis Deckard. Hollis has it stolen by Parker Toon. Parker going to the bucket, count it, and a foul. Parker Toon with a beautiful steal goes the length of the court, hits the bucket, and gets fouled. We're tied at 65 with a minute to go in the ball game. Parker Toon shooting to give his team the lead again. And Thayer will get Carter Nicholson back in the game. Hollis Deckard will check out. Parker Toon looking for his 25th point. It's no good. Thayer with the ball. 1 minute to play. Tie game at 65. Bobcats get it down to Horton. Horton feeds it out to Trinkler. Trinkler to Dominic Boyce. Boyce looking to drive baseline. Kicks it back out top for Nicholson. Nicholson to Belcher. Belcher to Horton for three. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats out of bounds. And Thayer get ready for substitutions here. Riley White and Heath Combs will check in. Carter Nicholson and Kipton Horton come out. Horton comes out, looks a little bit dejected after missing that shot. But hey, the freshman took it. 40 seconds to go. Liberty with the basketball in a tie game, 65 all. Will they hold it for a final shot? Thayer's only been called for two fouls in the fourth quarter, so really fouling him is not an option to put him at the free throw line. Parker Toon, back to Alex Toon. Down to 20 seconds. Liberty will hold it out front. Coach Harrell, is he going to call timeout? No, not yet. And here's a foul going to be called on Thayer. That'll be on Trinkler. 14 seconds left. Trinkler fouls Alex Toon, other than let him go shoot a layup because he was headed to the bucket. By the way, foul on Trinkler is third. That is elementary at this point. Liberty will inbound it with 14 seconds to go. Got into Alex Toon, now to Parker Toon. Toon holds it out front. Boyce is out on him. Here's a gift to Alex Toon. Alex looking to penetrate, pulls up with a shot. It's good off the window. And Thayer gets a timeout. Toon hits the layup, Alex Toon, to give him 10 points in the game and a two-point lead for the Liberty Eagles. Thayer making substitutions. They're going to get all the three-point shooters in the game. Carter Nicholson is in. Hollis Deckard back in. Thayer's going to inbound the ball. They're going to have, I believe, 3 seconds to get it up the floor and get a shot away to try and either tie or win this game. Folks coming in, Liberty was 23-2. And the 12-11 Thayer Bobcats have given them everything they've wanted tonight. And I'm sure if you ask them, they're going to say, yeah, everything we wanted plus some. But Liberty's been in a lot of these games, and they've won almost all of them. They've just developed a knack for getting done what they got to get done in the final seconds of a ball game. What a game we have seen here tonight. So Thayer will inbound it. 3.1 seconds what they got on the clock. Liberty playing man-to-man full court. Thayer's going to have to throw a long one up, get it to somebody who can get a shot away. And now Coach Pitt's going to call a timeout. He saw the alignment, and now he's going to redraw up the inbound play here. So let's, just keep it right here. All right, this timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, and Capri Bristow in Thayer. And give us time to say thank you to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, like Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partners in Shine in West Plains. Also, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer. Right, again, down to 3.1 seconds to go. It's all coming down to this for the Thayer Bobcats. 3.1 seconds to go to get the ball inbounds, get it across half court, and get a shot off. And, you know, you're thinking right now, it's probably going to have to be a three-point shot and going to be a long one at that and will be for the win. Carter Nicholson will trigger it in for Thayer. Bobcats, great spacing here on the inbound. Where will they go with it? Nicholson looking inbound, got it to Trinkler. Trinkler to half court, pulls up with a shot. It's got a chance. It's off the rim and no good. Trinkler had a shot at it. He just couldn't get it to drop. And our final score, 67 to 65. After 10 years, the Liberty Eagles have broken the losing streak to the Thayer Bobcats here on Matt Pitts Court at the Thayer High School Gym. Again, 67-65 is your final. Liberty with the win over the Thayer Bobcats. And these two teams could meet again, folks, because the way the bracket is set up in the district tournament, they could meet again in the district tournament. And boy, that will be a dandy, don't you know it. All right, again, Thayer goes down to defeat tonight here. 67-65 is your final. Bobcats had a look at it. The freshman, Hunter Trinkler, caught it at half court, got it up to within about 24 feet at a bucket. Just couldn't quite get his shoulder squared up, and the ball just went off the backside of the rim. It was that close to a big win for these Thayer Bobcats headed to the postseason.